It's 97.9 The Box. You know what time it is. It's time for Access Houston. And joining us in the studio today, we have two special guests. One, you've heard her on the show plenty of times. We love her to death. She's our resident doctor. We have Dr. Melanie here. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. And then she brought her a special guest today, Sakara Ross, who is a personal trainer, correct?
I am. I have a kinesiology degree from the University of Houston. I'm also a certified personal trainer.
All right. Well, very good. Well, I'm glad that you guys could be on the show today. We were talking to Dr. Melanie a little bit earlier, and she was like, we're going to talk about summertime fine. And I was like, all right, because
summertime,
you know what time
fine.
It is. It's time for you to get yourself together. Well, it's been time to get yourself together, but some things that we probably need to really focus on as we prepare for summer vacations and trying to stay fit and be healthy. People need to know about nutrition. They need to know what they need to be eating.
Correct.
Then some, and then maybe some fitness tips in there too.
Right.
But we know that eating is the majority.
Nutrition is such
fit.
A huge part of it. And I know, you know, lots of times our conversations are so deep. I'm in here talking about heart disease and diabetes
yes.
and all this stuff. And so we decided to just kind of lighten it up a little bit today, even though what we're talking about is still very important. It's very relevant. But I know everybody's trying to get their bodies ready for the summer.
Oh, yeah.
So I figured we'd talk a little bit about doing it the right way and therefore having permanent results.
Yes.
So I did. I brought with me my own personal trainer, Sakara Ross, who has helped to just whip me into shape. And so I fight with her just about every day, but I love her. And I only fight with her because I love her.
Yes.
We have a love-hate relationship, but she's looking amazing.
And yeah, I mean, she is.
Yes.
Thank you.
Not only, you know, weight loss, but we've incorporated some resistance training. So she's toning, you know, in the process of losing weight. So,
yeah, she's getting her summertime fine together.
It's coming together. But yeah, you are correct. Nutrition ends up being about 80% of how you're really going to get your overall results. And so, you know, there are a lot of people who really just feel like if I just continue to get in the gym and lift weights and do aerobic activity, but never really changing what they eat, the portion sizes and the types of foods they eat, they just won't see, you know, the best results.
Yeah.
So Sakara could speak to that a little bit, you know, as well.
Yeah, definitely. Nutrition's going to be 80% of, you know, weight loss. So, for example, if you're working out hard, but you're still going home and you're eating all the, you know, the processed sugars and the carbs, you're not going to see any results at all.
Yeah.
It's going to stay the same. So,
you know what I found is, like, I'll talk to people, like some of my friends, and they'll go work out. And then after their workout, they're eating pizza. And I'm like, and they're like, oh, I deserve this because I put in a hard workout today. And I'm like, but wait a minute. Did you just like eliminate the workout? Did that just make the workout like not even matter because you just did that?
Yes, it did.
So how does that work? What are some things that you know maybe that we should be eating before or after workouts?
Well, mainly for my clients, I want them to, you know, understand that you do need carbs. There's, I guess, confusion. People think that they want to completely eliminate their carbs from their diet. You need carbs for fuel.
Yeah.
So you want to make sure you're getting the proper macronutrients. So prior to an exercise regimen, you want your carbohydrates. You can do some protein because you're going to need that to maintain you throughout the workout. Post-workout, you want to make sure you get in the protein, and you can refuel but smaller portions of the carbs.
Okay.
So you're refueling yourself with the energy that you just put out.
Now,
if that makes sense.
It does make sense to me, but for some folks that may not even understand exactly what a carb is, you might have to break down some examples of what are some types of foods that they should be eating then.
So with the carbohydrates that I recommend, I would say sweet potatoes. You can do brown rice. I tell all of my clients, stay away from white rice.
Yeah.
Because, you know, your body's going to just break it down into sugar. So
yeah.
Sweet potato, brown rice. Then with your proteins, you'd like to get lean meats, grilled chicken or baked fish, grilled fish.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. And you don't have to eliminate beef because you do need that as well. You need the nutrients in that, which is creatine for proper muscle building. So you want to keep your meats and also your vegetables are important as well.
Very
so
good.
So green vegetables.
Get them greens in there.
Yes.
Now, when
yes.
she said green vegetables, she didn't say put some ham hocks on the stove with some mustards and some kale. Because, see, you already know, but you know how it ends up. You know how it ends up. You got about a half a tub of butter in there. You got all kinds of stuff that...
For your fats, you do need fats, which could be, it could consist of avocado or your oils that you're cooking with. So, for example, olive oil or even coconut oil is awesome.
Hmm.
Yeah. And it adds a different flavor to it, but I love coconut oil.
Really?
And it boosts your energy levels as well.
Yeah. Dr. Melanie, since you on your summertime fine right now, what are some snacks that you tend to eat?
Right. So as we're speaking to nutrition, let me first start off by saying I was on the opposite end. So as opposed to being one of those that ate all the wrong things or, you know, would work out and then eat bad. Yeah. I was one who could go like all day without eating or like just eat little snacks, which is just as bad on your metabolism actually worse because your metabolism starts shutting down. So Sakara also does meal planning and meal prep. So for an actual full month, I paid her fees, and she actually prepared my food. So she would bring to my house my breakfast, my lunch, my dinner, and two snacks.
Nice.
So I really have learned over the course of that month, you know, what I should be eating, what I need to eat on the days I don't work out versus the days I do. So, yeah, on the days I work out, I do try to get my carbs in before my workout. And it usually is something like a banana or sweet potatoes or nuts, which have carbs but also have good fat in it. Otherwise, I'm sticking to the lean proteins, fish, chicken. I do beef. I still eat beef, so I eat lean portions of steak.
Yeah.
And healthy vegetables. And I try to eat as fresh and clean and organically as possible.
Yeah.
But organic is not necessary. I do want to say that.
Okay.
It's expensive.
It is expensive.
It's a healthier option, but understanding that it has its limitations for some people, just, you know, get the best lean portions of meat that you can.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, this is what I'm curious about, because people like myself, I can't speak for Dr. Melanie because I don't know what she does on Saturdays and Sundays. However, there are some people who occasionally want to go out and have an adult refreshment. Or two or three. And so I know that when we pop into Papa Do's and order a Swamp Thing, that's probably not the not the drink particularly that we should be drinking, because it must have a lot of sugar in it. It's like a slushy. What are some types of, if we want to go out and have a drink, maybe what are some of the drinks that we should have?
Well, first, I'll start off by saying what I tell my lovely client, Dr. Melanie Minster. You better sip slow. Sip slow.
Right. So, one drink and sip it slow.
No. You want to... This is just kind of tricky for me, because I'm going to tell you that I just say eliminate it, you know, as much as you can. But stay away from the mixed drinks, because, of course, when you start adding juices and pineapple juices and cranberry juices, then you're adding more sugar to your drink. If you need a drink, take a shot. Take it quick.
Yeah,
you know,
there
get
you
it
go.
Over with, and it'll hit you harder, and you're done, you know?
Take a shot or a glass of red wine. The white wine has more sugar as well.
Yeah.
I like white better. But obviously... anything in moderation, but yeah, the sugary drinks are not your friend.
I'm gonna keep my eye on her.
Yeah, I know. With red wine, of course, it's good for your heart. So
yeah,
just keep it, like she said, do it in moderation. Keep everything to a minimum, because if you start finding yourself in excess, of course, you're gonna see the results of it.
Yeah,
your stomach, you're gonna start storing more tissue, or you know, the fatty tissue around your abdomen area. So you want to stay away from that.
Interesting. All right, so we got to talk a little bit about the nutritional part and the things that we need to eat. So let's talk a little bit about fitness. Just had my workout this morning. Actually felt pretty good.
Yay!
Oh my gosh. Like, I was like, I'm just going to do it. And I did it. And I'm still hurting already. But...
Are you like me, though? Do you complain like the whole way there, the whole time?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. That's me. Yeah. Yes, I do. But I actually, you know, you end up feeling better afterwards, especially when you start to see the results.
Right.
A lot of people just don't have or claim to not have a whole lot of time. So what are some things that we can do for those people who don't have a lot of time, but we know we got to get a workout in?
So I would recommend circuit training for those type of people, because if you go in the gym and you're like, you're doing 40 minutes of cardio, and then you want to try, you need resistance training. Well, let me go backwards. First, there's three different components that you need. So you need the proper nutrition, you need resistance training, and then you also need your cardio.
Right.
So in order to spend less time in the gym, you want to combine, of course, the resistance training and the cardio, which would be circuit training.
Right. Okay.
So then you can go in and do a quick circuit training workout for about 45 minutes and get the benefits, as opposed to going from machine to machine and also going down and getting on a elliptical or a treadmill for 20 minutes. You know, with the circuit training, you could do, for example, walking lunges and then grab weights and do curls, or combine a squat with overhead press with weights.
Yeah.
So jumping jacks
different things like that. Yeah.
Okay.
And you want to keep yourself moving. You want to monitor your rest time. So the less time you spend resting, of course, your heart rate's going to get up. And you're going to burn more calories.
Yeah. Yeah. I was working out with my trainer and she said something called, what was it called?
Muscle confusion.
It was called a rest, but it was something like it's a movement rest or something. And I was like, wait, it's either a rest or it's not a rest.
Right. If and I'm still moving, like, I'm not resting.
I can't remember what it was called. But she's like, no, we're going to do a such and such rest. And I was like, no. Like, I'm trying to catch my breath. And she's like, oh, catch your breath for like 2 seconds. Oh, all right. Gosh. And keep it going. I'm like, oh my gosh. But, and those, there are so many things, like right now I see a lot of things like on Pinterest. I started doing this workout and I had to get it approved by, you know, my trainer to make sure that it was legit. But it's like a little mini workout. It's like maybe 10 minutes and maybe 15. Well, maybe I do it too fast. maybe 15. but you know, it's like 100 jumping jacks and then 90 squats and then something else. And then you just keep going and you have your rest or whatever, but you're working all parts of the body. You're obviously getting your cardio in there.
Right.
And, you know, so there are things you can do that don't even require a whole lot of time. We just want to make excuses because we think we got to have a whole full 60-minute workout. And that's not the case.
And, right. And that's difficult for a lot of people. And that's where it's easy to make the excuse. Yeah, there have been journal articles that have even shown that even if a person had to do 3 10-minute workout sessions a day just to get 30 minutes in, it's better than doing nothing. That really cardiovascularly, they improve. Their health gets better. Their blood pressure's lower. Their cholesterol gets lower. And then, of course, you have hopefully some weight loss benefits from it.
Oh, yeah.
It's not as intense, obviously, as getting your heart rate up there and having it stay high for 45 minutes. But it's still a very active way to get in some exercise and protect the heart.
Oh, yeah. And we trying to live. We trying to be fine, but we trying to live.
We trying to live.
You know, we trying to live. People want to, especially when you know that your families have different ailments, you know, maybe like my father passed away from heart disease.
Right.
And anytime I get sick or have a respiratory infection, my sister is always like, well, you know, your daddy,
right,
you got heart disease, so you really need to go to the doctor and check yourself out. I'm like, oh my gosh. So like, I'm conscious of it, that I really got to make sure that I'm doing the best I can do to live healthy, because
definitely
my past shows me that we got some issues in that area.
Yeah. Diabetes, and it runs rampant in my family, so yeah. I know, yeah. You know, everyone
and
is
so
affected.
Much of that, you know, some of it is genetic, but a lot of it is preventative and what we call environmental. So
yeah.
A lot of the health problems that we see nowadays are 100% environmental. It is what we are exposing our children to or ourselves to, mm-hmm. And what we're putting on their plates and the amount of we time that they have, meaning we, the computer game, as opposed to time outside, you know, playing soccer and doing other things. So I love the whole get fit movement. And it just seems to be taking over. Like, I don't know if I'm just noticing it recently, but it seems like this whole fit movement is coming back, and I'm so happy about
it. I love it. Yeah, me too. Mm-hmm. Well, we want to thank you too for being a part of the show today. If people would like to get to maybe ask you questions, or do you have a website or anything where people can get to you?
I do. Well, I have my email address. I also have Instagram, which I'll be pumping a lot of my I'm getting ready to do boot camps prepping for the summer.
Oh, good.
But I also have the cell phone number that they could also call.
Okay, give us all
So they can always reach Sakara Ross through my wellness center's cell phone number, which is 832-508-5272. Again, 832-508-5272. And just let our administrative staff know that you're reaching out, trying to find my personal trainer, and we'll get you connected to her.
Awesome. What's your Instagram?
It's Sakara Ross, Ross, and then the number 1 of 1.
1 of 1. All right, because it's only one of her.
Hello. Okay. We're trying to get it right for the summertime.
That's right. Dr. Moni, thank you so much for joining
Always.
Us today.
Thanks for having me.
And we'll see you soon. We got to talk about mental health soon.
Let's do it.
All right. It's 97.9 The Box, and that's your Access Houston.